that they might be saved. And that's our prayer for our kinsmen. That's my prayer for this nation, for these people around us and my family and your family. It is our desire to see them saved, that God would save them. But we, like the Apostle Paul, do not use gimmicks or tricks to convince men to come to Christ. That salvation is of God. It is God's salvation, and He gives it to whom He will. Faith is not just a mere consent of the truth. That's not saving faith. Every one of you this morning, if I were to ask you simple gospel question, every one of you would nod your head in, yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, Jesus died. Yeah, He rose again from the dead. Yeah, I know all that. Well, see, all you've done is consent to the truth. That's not faith. Anyone can do that. That's not faith. True faith is a gift of God's grace. Faith in Jesus Christ is the result or the evidence of the new birth. It's not the cause. Faith is not the cause. It's the result of God's grace and power of the Holy Spirit. True faith in Jesus Christ knows that our election is of God. Look at that. Go back to verse 1 of your text. Chapter 1. Go back to chapter 1. The apostle writing to these believers, he says this in verse 4. Knowing, brethren beloved, your election of God. True believers know this, that salvation's of the Lord. If you're a believer in Christ, you know that. That is, you don't have to know all the theology of it. But I'll tell you this, you know this, salvation's of God. You know you couldn't merit it, you couldn't earn it, you couldn't work for it. You know that it must be, if I've got faith, it must be of God. It must be. We know that salvation did not begin with us, it began with God. And how blessed is this truth of God's eternal election, that it was the Father that chose us. It was the Father who loved us. It was the Father who purposed our salvation. It was the Son that redeemed and accomplished our salvation. And it was the Holy Spirit that came to us in power and regeneration and quickened our dead souls to life by the hearing of the gospel. Look at that in verse 5. Knowing, brethren, your election of God. 4. For our gospel came not in word only. Listen, a lot of times this gospel goes out and you only hear a word. It comes in word only. I don't know how many times I heard the gospel in word only. I mean, I heard the preacher, I don't know how many times. Nothing. I came in, I sat down, I listened, I left the same way I came in. That's word only. But he said, I know your elections of God because our gospel came not in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost. Here is the evidence of our election and our redemption in Christ, even the calling of the Holy Spirit to faith. I'll ask you this morning, is the Word of God powerful to you? When I say the word effectual, that's what I mean, powerful. That's what the word means. If the Word of God is effectual, the Word of God is powerful to you. It does something. It's not words on a page. It's real. It's alive. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. And it cuts us to the quick. In our soul, the Word of God is powerful to our souls and it moves us to confess our sin. Doesn't that do that to you when the Word of God is... Aren't you moved to confession? I'm moved. Every time I hear of the gospel of Christ, I'm moved to confess my unworthiness. I'm moved. As the Word of God cuts your soul and expose you
to be absolutely guilty before God and no hope of self-salvation? That's what the gospel does to men that the Holy Spirit comes through. He comes in power and He exposes us. There's no hope of me saving myself. I know that. I know that to be true by the power of the Holy Spirit. And then what does it do? It causes us to look to Jesus Christ. That's what the Word does. It causes us to look and to flee to Christ. We flee to Christ. The Scripture says the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence and the violent take it by force. In other words, we must have Christ. That's what the Word of God does to us when it comes in power. We must have Him. I must be found in Him. He is the only refuge for my soul, and I flee to Him. That's what the Word of does in power. Is Jesus Christ, is His salvation for you? Is it for you? Well, taste and see. Believe. Trust on Christ. Cast your soul, even this very moment, on Him. And listen to me, He will save even you. Even you. That's what the Word does when it comes in power. You cast your soul upon Christ, and He saves us. Even as He has to you, to other believers. He will to any sinner who casts himself upon Christ. Why? Because casting yourself upon Christ is the work of God. It's not your work. It's the work of God in you, both to will and do of His good pleasure. What is His good pleasure for sinners? It is to cast their soul on Christ. And when you cast your soul on Christ, you've just done what He told you to. He's just worked in you what He wanted to, which is salvation, faith. You who do believe, do you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? If you do, then notice this, the Word of power and comes in the Holy Ghost in much assurance. Much assurance. Believer in Christ, let us never try to find assurance in our faith. We do not have faith in our faith. But our assurance of our faith comes rather from the object of our faith. If you want any assurance, if you have any assurance of salvation, it will not come from your faith. It will come from the object of your faith, even Jesus Christ. Upon Him, cast all the weight of your soul, and He shall sustain you. You'll find much assurance in Christ. Much assurance. Over in Romans chapter 1, it says this. Romans chapter 5 and verse 1. The Scripture says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, your faith, the action of your faith to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ does not have any justifying power. Rather, it is the object of your faith that justifies you. It is through the Lord Jesus Christ we have peace with God. It is through His work and His person that we are justified. And on that, you can find much assurance. You can find much assurance on that. Over in the Apostle John's epistle in 1 John, in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 13, the Apostle said, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. If you want to go through the epistles of John and underline those that you may know, that you may know, that you may know. I'll tell you what, if you're in any doubt, you should go to the epistle of John, because that's what he writes it for. He writes it that you may know, that you may know you have eternal life. Do you desire to know of eternal life? Do you believe on the name of the Son of God? Do you believe on the authority, the name and the character of the Son of God? Do you trust in His blood and righteousness? Because that's what it is to believe on the name of the Son of God. The name means His character, His person, His deity. So to trust on the Son of God. If you trust on the Son of God, you may know this. It is a fact. You have eternal life. Isn't that what the Son of God told us? He said, I know my sheep and am known of mine, and I give unto them eternal life. Isn't that what John said? That you may know. Do you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you received Him by faith and rest upon Him alone? Then I want you to know the Word of God is written to you. John says, I write this unto you. Even so, the lost find no beauty in Christ. But truly, the Word of God and all its promises are for only those who believe. It's only for those who believe. All eternal life, joy, peace, heaven, sanctification, redemption is only for you who believe. That's for you. It's God's last will and testament to you. You're named in His will. And you know what you get? Everything. That's the glory of this, of the death and the righteousness of the Son of God to those of us who believe. It's ours. It's ours. This last will and testament is only to the children. And who are His children? Those who believe on the Son of God. God manifest in the flesh, the only mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. We have faith in Him whose blood cleanses us from all our sins. And we believe that He is all our righteousness to stand before God. I tell you, if I got any hope at all, it's all wrapped up in the person of Jesus Christ. That's all I've got. My faith rests completely on Him and Him alone and nothing in myself. I find no good here. I find nothing to rest on here. I find all my rest in a person, in the person of Jesus Christ. Our Savior, believer, is not assurance. Our assurance in our salvation is never based on the strength of our faith, nor is our insecurity based on the weakness of our faith. Isn't that how you feel? When your faith is up, don't you feel secure? And when your faith is down, you feel insecure. Well, that's just trusting in your faith. That's not trusting in the object of your faith. Your faith will move. Today you may have strength. Tomorrow you may be in utter weakness. But I tell you, your salvation has not moved. You moved. He didn't. Your rock is still as firm now as it was from eternity. Your salvation is still just as secure. Our salvation is founded completely and absolutely on the person and work of Jesus Christ alone. Therefore, we have assurance in Christ Jesus. Because Jesus Christ did not fail. It doesn't matter how we feel. Our salvation and assurance depends upon Him who cannot fail. Cannot fail. Behold my servant in whom I uphold, mine elect in whom my soul delighteth. He shall not fail nor be discouraged.